As we say in the radio business, if you put that on the radio, people will listen to it.
All right, here it comes.
Anyone who isn't dead or from another plane of existence would do well to cover their ears right about now.
Live on a little tiny microchip, deep inside some electronics, broadcasting to the world through the miracle of the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, this is U62, the TAR. Now your host, a man with a lifelong dream of getting paid to do this, Mark Pappas.
It's a fairly typical show this week. We're talking about special edition DVDs, we're talking about Spider-Man, and we're talking about Monopoly. It's episode 3.17, The Four Railroads.
So sit back, relax, grab yourself some warm root beer and a towel that's oh so fluffy. U62 the TAR, you're in for something special.
Enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Kappas here. Welcome to this week's episode of The Targ. And like a lot of these shows, it opens with me facing a dilemma. You know, I love my DVDs. I'm constantly buying new DVDs. But the thing is, I often question, am I buying a DVD because I truly want it or just because of the hype? You know, the other day here, I was browsing one of Athabasca's many fine shops, and there in the DVD discount bin, I found the long out-of-print Super Special Edition DVD of Basic Instinct. I remember when this DVD first came out in 2001, it was so heavily hyped, quite favorably reviewed at a lot of my DVD websites. They're like, oh my god, the bonus features on this DVD are so awesome. So when I saw it there in the discount bin for just $5.99, I'm like, dude, I have to get this. But before I reached for it, I was like, dude, it's Basic Instinct. I only saw it maybe once, and that was because, you know, I was a horny 15-year-old and I couldn't rent porn yet. It's a movie only famous for, you know, sex scenes that really push the limit of an R rating. Do I really want this? Or is it just because it was so heavily hyped on my DVD websites? I run into the same dilemma whenever I'm in the city because just about every discount bin I see now is full of the Super Special Edition DVD of Total Recall, the classic sci-fi action film with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And again, the Super Special Edition of Total Recall, made by the same folks who did the Super Special Edition of Basic Instinct, so again it got rave reviews, it was heavily hyped, but still, it's Total Recall, a movie I saw maybe 3 times and have no super passionate love for. But still, you know, they're in the discount bins and only $6.99. How can I turn up my nose at a deal like that? I remember when the Total Recall DVD, when Total Recall first came out, it caused quite a stir, mainly because Arnold Schwarzenegger is interviewed on it, Arnold Schwarzenegger does a running commentary, and Arnold Schwarzenegger demanded $500,000 in order to do all that for the DVD. Up until that point, you know, people would take part in the DVD bonus features out of the goodness of their hearts. You know, I just had such an awesome time making the film, so of course I want to share my good memories. But, you know, starting with Arnold Schwarzenegger, though, it's in a lot of celebrities' contracts. In order to participate in the DVD bonus features, they get X amount of money. So who knows? I feel like Total Recall is feeding Arnold Schwarzenegger's greed. But still, you know, $6.99. Can't turn my nose up at that price. You know, there's a lot of DVDs in discount bins around Athabasca. I think maybe my next payday I'll just take $20 and hit all the discount bins and get all these $6.99 DVDs I want. Ah, here's Walking on Sunshine on the TAR.
I just can't wait till you ride.
I'll never forget you, Seymour. That was Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine on 10... blah, blah. Wow, I work for so many radio stations, I forget which one I'm voicing right now. This is U62 The Targ, my very own podcast that I'm at right now. I am still Mark Kappas, and you've probably heard the news by now. Sony Pictures, the movie studio that owns the movie rights to Spider-Man, they have decided to reboot Spider-Man. Yeah, after three very successful Spider-Man films, they're just going to ignore those now and start over. Well, actually, some studio politics came into play. What happened here, Sam Raimi, the director behind the first three films, he and Sony Studios, they just couldn't agree on a direction for Spider-Man 4. According to my movie gossip websites, Sam Raimi really wanted to have the Vulture as the villain in Spider-Man 4, and Sony Pictures wanted to use, quote, whoever's popular in the comics right now. Well, actually, whoever's popular in the comics right now is the Green Goblin, Norman Osborn, thanks to Sam Raimi's first movie. So, of course, they were scrapping over that, and then finally Sony Pictures just said, okay, you're fired, you're off the project. The new guy they brought in to take charge of this new Spider-Man trilogy is a director by the name of Mark Webb. He's still a relatively newcomer. His only film to date was last year's critically acclaimed romantic comedy, 500 Days of Summer. I feel like renting that now just to see what kind of direction Mr. Webb is going to take it in. This is what we know so far about the Spider-Man reboot. They're aiming for a budget of around $80 million. They want to go with a cast of mostly unknowns, and they're going to mainly draw from the comic book series Ultimate Spider-Man. And, you know, all of this, I think, could be a good idea. It'd be nice to bring in some fresh blood, and since you're doing that, you may as well start completely over. But I do agree with a lot of critics. As long as you don't make us sit through the origin story again, we're good.
You're listening to Mark Kappas.
It's clear to all of you that I am awesome.
On U62, The Targ.
Magic on U62 The Targ. Good afternoon, Mark Kapp is still here with you. We're almost at the end of this week's show, but I just wanted to share one of my new obsessions with you right now. So, the Parker Brothers, the makers of Monopoly, they are hard at work on making a brand new Canadian edition of Monopoly, and they are letting us, the people of Canada, decide on what cities should be represented on the board. If you go to the website monopolyvote.ca, you can vote for what cities you want to be on the board. And this, I first discovered this whole thing, you know, about a week ago. It actually made some minor headlines in Edmonton, because even though the voting had been open for a week, the city of Edmonton had yet to break into the top 20, and it's only the top 20 that's going to be on the board. Meanwhile, Edmonton's arch-rival city of Calgary was already up there at number 2. Calgary is Park Place, apparently. So apparently that minor headline and a lot of Edmonton radio stations rallying the people have gone to work. As I record this on Friday, January 22nd, I see that Edmonton is now up there at number 17. If I remember my Monopoly correctly, Edmonton would be St. Charles Place, according to the colors they got all mapped out here. So yeah, if you want to see Edmonton get higher on the list, go to monopolyvote.ca. You know, I'm still completely surprised that Wood Buffalo is at the very bottom of the list. I think that's because a lot of people don't realize that Wood Buffalo is the proper legal name of Fort McMurray. So I go to this website every day now to vote for my cities, and this is what I vote for. I vote for Edmonton, I vote for Red Deer because I got a whole bunch of family down there, and I vote for Wood Buffalo because, dude, Alberta, you gotta represent Fort McMurray. And they also let you write in a wild card vote because all of these write-in votes, they're gonna be put into another vote to come up with the wild cards. And for my wild card, I keep writing in Camrose because I still got a soft spot for that town, that being my college town and all that. So there you go. MonopolyVote.ca is the website. Go there and vote for your favorite cities. And when that comes out, let's all sit down and play ourselves a game of Monopoly. I'm Mark Kappas. This has been The Targ. I will see you next week.
And this brings us to the end of another exciting episode of The Targ. Don't forget you can download a new episode of The Targ every week at chaosinabox.com. The Targ is written and produced by Mark Kappas under the watchful eye of 42 Star Wars action figures. The Targ is a Chaos in a Box production.
I'm not going to be able to do it. 心が捕まらないんだな。